This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Today is the first day of the long-awaited initial trial at Cambodia's Khmer Rouge Tribunal. The man best known as Comrade Doik faces charges of crimes against humanity over his role in the torture and murder of thousands of people back in the 1970s. There have been months of pretrial hearings, and finally, Comrade Doik is on trial. The charges are war crimes, crimes against humanity, and torture. Guy Delaunay, BBC correspondent in Phnom Penh. This is a very significant trial for the people of Cambodia. Explain.
Indeed, it's not just that they've been waiting through months of pre-trial hearings, as you mentioned. They've been waiting 30 years since the fall of the Khmer Rouge regime in 1979 to see anybody held to account for what happened in the 4 years of Khmer Rouge rule. Now, just to remind you, between 1975 and 1979, when the Khmer Rouge under Pol Pot were in power in Cambodia, around 1.7 million Cambodians died, not through natural causes, but because of Khmer Rouge policies, which included the forced evacuation of the cities, summary execution of anyone considered an enemy of the revolution, forced labor in the rice fields, and of course many people died of malnutrition because despite the fact that they were producing all this rice, they weren't given any of it to eat. Nobody's ever really been held to account for all this. So seeing Comrade Doik in the dock, a very big step for Cambodians.
Now, unlike the situation in Rwanda, where the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, also in South Africa, where people were made to face their actual victims, the question really here is, he's facing the legend of Pol Pot, not necessarily Cambodians who actually were victims or who are related to victims from the Pol Pot regime. How does that make this different?
Well, it's actually got a bit of both elements. What we do have indeed, as you say, Doik is probably the most notorious living Khmer Rouge figure simply because he was in charge of this prison called Tuol Sleng S21 in Phnom Penh, which has been turned into a genocide museum. Around 14,000 people were inmates in that prison. All but a handful of them died, either tortured to death or bludgeoned to death with blunt instruments in the so-called killing fields. Now, he wasn't a senior leader of the Khmer Rouge, but he's certainly an iconic figure for those people. But in fact, there is an interesting element, an intriguing element in this tribunal, which is different from other international criminal tribunals and more like the truth and reconciliation processes that you mentioned. There are actually civil parties to this case, and that means that people who feel they've been victims in a particular case, in this case the case of Comrade Doik, can apply to be a participant in effect, and they get some speaking rights in court. They do get the right to, in some cases, I believe, address the victim, although of course that will actually address the accused rather, although that will be ruled on by the judges. So it's an interesting mix of things.
In terms of the international historical legacy here, is there a sense from the people of Cambodia that there is maybe an individual or a party missing from this trial, and that might be the U.S. complicity in Pol Pot actually taking power in Cambodia, or is that faded?
Well, that's an interesting aspect. You go around the country and there are still dozens, well, hundreds, thousands of craters from bombs dropped by B-52s and between 1969 and 1973. And those undoubtedly forced many people into the arms of the Khmer Rouge because they felt the Khmer Rouge would protect them better against the US bombing at that time. I think people do still feel there are some unanswered questions from that time and would like to see foreigners in the dock. It's not going to happen, though.
Well, interesting context. A very serious trial. Comrade Doik faces charges of crimes against humanity for the Khmer Rouge period in Cambodia. Guy Delaunay, BBC correspondent in Phnom Penh.